You know, as I said last night, I mean, New Orleans clearly deserved to win the football game last evening. They played very well. You know, we just told the team there's a number of key areas that we've got to address starting immediately. And first and foremost is the turnover margin. That's something that we have to get corrected. I reminded them that the last time the Dolphins won the division, they had a plus 17 turnover margin for the season, and that's something we need to start heading towards. Talked about the sack differential. That's again, these are not sustainable things. We're 3-1 at the present time, but some of these things aren't going to, you know, lead to continued consistent success. And we have to play better at the beginning of the game on defense. We have to play better at the beginning of the game on beginning of the second half on offense. And so those are some of the immediate things that we're really focused on. And obviously, got to move on to Baltimore in a short week.
In terms of the sacks given up, can you just state what some of the problems are that you're giving up too many sacks?
It's a unit-wide issue without a question. It's every position's been impacted. There's been times where the offensive line's gotten beat. There's been times where the quarterback's held the ball too long or hasn't moved swiftly enough in the pocket. There's been times that a running back has missed a pickup. There's been a time where the tight end's missed a pickup. So it's been widespread. Again, when you're at the position we're at, it's been widespread. It hasn't been one particular individual. That being said, when we had good balance last night, we protected pretty well. We got down by 25 points. It got a little bit challenging.
Joe, in terms of the running game, the first half you had almost 60 yards. You seem to find something there with Lamar, and especially in the first couple drives. Is that encouraging to at least?
No, absolutely, yeah. Again, as I think I may have said last night, I like the way we weren't playing perfect football, trust me, for the first 28 minutes of the first half, but we were kind of playing the way we've been playing. You know, we were in a four-point game. We had the ball toward the end of the second half, the second quarter. We were moving a little bit. You know, maybe, you know, the last 2 weeks we had scored right before halftime. I'm thinking that's exactly what we were going to do. And then, you know, we got out of sorts. You know, there's not many teams in football that are a good 25-point down team that I'm aware of, that I've been a part of. And last night we were not a very good 25-point down football team.
Your no-huddle offense, you broke it out. You started the game with it last night, and we haven't seen it a whole lot. And I know you said one of the keys is getting first downs and moving the chains, but why did you open with it last night, and how did you like how it worked?
Yeah, we had some good production earlier. You know, we wanted to change up the tempo sometimes, and sometimes we'll use it in spurts, Chris, throughout a ball game. I think it certainly has a place, and based on who we're playing and what personnel groupings we may be emphasizing. You know, sometimes we may feel it's better to mix personnel a lot, and so that doesn't make as much sense. So it's kind of specific to the game plan.
Just the first time Ryan Tannehill's had a pretty awful game this season.
Pretty awful. Okay.
How do you
coach? Those are your words, but
it's my words. Yeah. How do you coach a quarterback to have a short memory when things snowball the way it did?
Yeah, we just got to go back to work. You know, we talked to the team about, you know, we all, it's easy to come into work when you know, after you win every game and when, you know, things are going well. And we talked to the team that, you know, we're not going to be riding the wave around here. You know, we've got to look for guys that have a consistent approach toward every single game. And every day at work, that they look to strive to improve. So there's no magic wand we're going to wave, but you got to learn from mistakes, correct, and then move forward.
You know, what did Soliai show you in pregame to justify your confidence he can play, and how good was he in the game?
Well, it was more than pregame. He practiced well the days he practiced, Andy, so that gave us confidence that he was going to be ready to play, and he did a nice job.
What did you see out of the with Wake out of the lineup, out of Shelby and Audrey?
Those guys did a good job. They stepped up. Derek played well. You know, OB had a sack and did some good things. Had some nice contributions from that.
How would you assess the pass defense now that you had a chance to look at it on the film?
Not good enough. Not even close. I mean, we gave them too many good. You know, they executed well. I give them credit. They certainly executed well. But we made it too easy on them. There's no doubt about it. It has to be better. It's not good enough.
Joe, the decision to go with Daniel Thomas late in the game, I think Lamar had one carry for 5 yards in the second half. I know you were down.
Yeah.
Couldn't run a whole lot. But why?
A little more pass protection related than anything else, Chris. You know, as you mentioned, you know, we didn't have a lot of rhythm and balance, and we just couldn't afford to, really, at that stage of the game. So it was nothing that Lamar did or didn't do.
Mike Wallace's involvement in the game last night. He didn't have a whole lot of targets, but what did you think about his contribution and how involved he was?
I thought he had seven targets, if I'm not mistaken, which might have been second on the team. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that's accurate. And make sure I'm right there, Chris. Double check me. Make the coach wrong in front of everybody. Go ahead, hurry up. Seven targets. Yeah. And second, yeah, very good. Yeah, there you go. Nice try. I'm glad you were trying to get me there. But I thought he played well. You know, yeah, there was a couple of opportunities. You know, it was a close, you know, the vertical throw was a competitive throw and, you know, a competitive effort. And the guy made it, you know, a good play on the ball. And but I thought he's doing well.
How are he and Ryan working together? That's still a work in progress in your mind?
Sure, a little bit. I mean, it's still only four games. And but they're working well together. They're communicating well together on the side. I think we've had good communication when they come off the field, the quarterbacks and receivers getting on the same page. And obviously that's, you know, a function of practice as well. But
you do expect that to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
On the long throw there to Mike Wallace, did Ryan underthrow that?
It's close. It was a competitive throw. You know, we kind of classify things as a great throw, a competitive throw, a poor throw. I think it was a competitive throw. There's always room for improvement.
Tangelo now leads the league in fumbles. Mm-hmm. Actually use those words with him, and how do you correct them?
Yeah. Well, he has to do a better, you know, he has to go down and slide the one that he fumbled yesterday, and then his awareness in the pocket has to be better at times. It's not, he has good awareness, but there's been times in games where he has to do a better job protecting the football. There's no doubt about it. That's not acceptable either. Just like the pass defense wasn't putting the ball on the ground in that situation where we're moving the ball, you can't do that.
I know you can't emphasize the turnover differential enough, but how do you get it through, you know, the team, especially after a night like that?
Yeah. Well, that was the first point I made in the meeting, and I told them that, we're the only team in football. I may have already said this once, but we're the only team in football that has a winning record and a minus turnover margin. So we made that abundantly clear. That's not sustainable over, you know, we can't do that. You know, if you look at the season in quarters, quarter number one is over. You know, and we're the only team in the league that's been able to overcome a minus turnover margin in terms of having a winning record, and that's not going to fly the next quarter, or the quarter after that, or the quarter after that.
Joey, you got Jamar Taylor involved last night for the first time as he was struggling through an injury. How did he look to you, especially throwing him in the secondary?
Yeah, I thought the thing I liked about him was that, you know, he didn't have the big glazed look. He got in there and he competed, and certainly he's going to learn some things from the tape, things he has to do better. But, I thought it was a good start for his first time.
A couple more guys.
Joe, your snapshot of the team at the quarter pole, obviously 3-1 and maybe coming off maybe a bad taste in your mouth, but overall, what do you think so far in the four games?
I like the group. I like the way they approach their business. It's a very professional group. It's a high-character group. We're not unlike a lot of other teams in the National Football League in that we don't have a big margin for error. I think that showed up last night. When we're playing a good team, we have to play better. We have a lot of things we need to work on. But, again, I think that's commonplace for four games into a season.
Steve, last one. How did Deion Jordan play last night?
Yeah, he did okay. He did some good things. You know, he's getting more comfortable, more repetition, more, you know, football shape, so to speak, and more familiar with the techniques and fundamentals that he needs to utilize on a consistent basis. So there were some good signs.